Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. The Holy Gospel, according to St. John, the 8th chapter, verses 46 through 59. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Then the Jews answered and said to him, Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks and judges. Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Who do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God, yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they took up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. This is the gospel of the Lord. I have a question for you. How many legs would a dog have if you called his tail a leg? The correct answer is 4. Calling a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. Saying something is so doesn't make it so. Unless you are God. When God says it, it is so. It is so because God says it. God says, Let there be light, and there is light. Jesus says, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven, and the man's sins are forgiven. He says, This is my body, and the bread is his body. By God saying it is so, it is so. This is the foundation of true faith. It is the truth of God's word. It is God's faithfulness in keeping his word. Jesus says, Most assuredly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Since he says so, it is so, and faith knows so. Faith clings to Jesus and his word. Those who belong to God hear and believe what God says. Those who do not hear and believe what God says do not know God. Jesus says, And if I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. People look for God, but they look for him in all the wrong places. They look to public religious opinion and adopt it, thinking that the religious crowd must have it right. They look within themselves and imagine that their religious feelings must reflect the truth. They flit from this to that fashionable creed, which are usually just retreaded versions of worn-out and discarded religions of the past. In their search for God, they form their own gods, fashioned in their own image to confirm themselves in their own opinions. They often despise what they call organized religion. They find it too restrictive, driven by a notion or a feeling or a stray idea. They assert what they think God is like, but they don't listen to God. Instead of listening to God tell them who he is, they tell God who he is. This is idolatry. It is a sin against the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. What does this mean? We should fear, love, and trust in God above all things. There are many man-made religions. That is, there are many forms of idolatry. But a common thread is woven throughout them all. It is a consistent pattern grounded in fallen human nature. Sinners try to make themselves righteous. It is impossible, but they try. Their consciences teach them that there is right and wrong. They also have a natural knowledge of God that comes from looking at what God has made and putting two and two together. People know by nature that God exists. They know by nature that they are accountable to Him. So they try to figure out how to make themselves acceptable to God. This feature runs through all religions. Human nature is human nature, and everybody tries to justify himself. Religion is how most people try to do it. Religion as a belief system, an exercise of rituals, or a discipline of habits is how they try to gain God's approval. This religion goes by many names and varies quite a bit in the forms it assumes. Its essence is legalism. Legalism is the teaching that we become righteous by doing righteous things. We do good to become good. Legalism is based on a lie, whether taught by the Jewish religious leadership of Jesus' day or popular preachers and religious leaders of our own day. You cannot become good by doing good. You must first be good. Only then can you do good. Jesus put it simply, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit." St. Luke 6:43. The goodness we need is not a goodness that we do, but a goodness that Christ does. He does the good that is required of us. He suffers the penalty for our sins. He loves actively, and He suffers passively. He loves purely and suffers in silence. He brings to the human race the goodness that deserves everlasting life. This is how Jesus can say, "If anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Jesus binds himself to his word. The word that we hold on to in faith, through which we receive eternal life, is not the word of God's law that tells us what to do. It is the word of God's gospel that presents Christ to us as our Savior. He is the way, the truth, and the life. His words are spirit, and they are truth. They bestow eternal life. Faith receives what Christ's words give. What a wonderful claim he makes. He sets us free from the law that hounds us all the way to the grave. The strength of sin is the law. This is why we don't trust in the law. To trust in the law to lead you to heaven is to trust in your own sinful flesh. Nobody ever found eternal life by trusting in the law. Only Christ has kept it, and only Christ has eternal life to give. Every legalist must distort God's law to keep it from exposing his sin. This is why moral relativism is so popular. People confuse moral relativism as the opposite of legalism. That's just not true. Why do people who defend the sins, such as fornication and homosexuality, present themselves as more accepting and even more Christ-like than those who hold on to what God's law teaches about these sins? They defend these sins because they have a personal stake in falsifying God's law. They don't want to repent of their own sins. So they twist the law so that it no longer requires their neighbor to repent, in order to keep it from requiring them to repent. Shut up the voice of God that exposes our innate selfishness and self-centeredness and sin, then redefine selfishness and self-centeredness as self-esteem and call it a virtue. Jesus says no No, you are sinners, fallen and headed toward hell. Bodily death is only the beginning. You are condemned to an eternity of miserable separation from the source of life. Keep my word and you won't see death. You won't feel it. I have overcome it. Trust in what I tell you, for I have the approval of my Father in heaven. Jesus is not just a great and holy man. He is the eternal Son of God. He doesn't call God the Father our Father, as he teaches us to do. He calls him my Father. He is begotten of his Father before all worlds. He is God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made. He doesn't honor himself. He receives honor from his Father. He doesn't seek his own glory. His Father glorifies him. He identifies him as his beloved Son in whom he is well pleased. His Father tells us to hear him. God the Father does not want anyone to seek him, to worship him, or to serve him except through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Those who would claim God as their Father and reject Jesus as their God and Savior do not have God as their Father. Those who claim to worship Abraham's God but deny that Jesus is his only begotten Son and their Savior from sin, do not worship the God of Abraham. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob appeared to Moses at the burning bush. And when Moses asked for his name, he said, I am who I am. He identified himself as I am. This is how Jesus identified himself. He claimed to be Abraham's God. Abraham trusted in Jesus. This is what Jesus teaches. This is why those who insisted that they could claim Abraham's God as their God while rejecting Jesus as their God became so angry and tried to kill Jesus. They would not acknowledge Jesus as their God because that would require them to admit that they needed the eternal life that he had to give, and that without him, they couldn't ever have it. Legalism is a poison. It's a spiritual deceit that infects everyone. Sinners presume to set the agenda and make up their own rules for how to become acceptable to God. Legalists deny Christ. Our text speaks of the Jews of Jesus' day who slandered and insulted him, calling him a Samaritan, a member of a heretical sect, and accusing him of having a demon. Well, that was open denial, and Jesus openly said that they were not children of God. But in our day, Jesus, as a religious brand name, is really quite popular. Even as his doctrine is denied, his person is rejected, and his offering of eternal life is despised and spurned. The religious traditionalist relies on his religious pedigree, his relationship to religious people, and he claims a status he thinks he was born with, not reckoning with the fact that he was born in sin and needs a Savior. The religious free thinker is equally bound by Satan's lies as he trusts in his own goodness, thinking that if God exists, he certainly won't hold him accountable. Well, legalism is legalism, whether packaged in religious clothing or in some free-thinking, ever-evolving sentiment. And legalism is always deadly. Sinners cannot make themselves good enough for God. Only God, by becoming one of us, taking on our flesh and blood and doing as our brother what he required of us as our God, can give us eternal life. So we hold on to what he says. And believing God, we have what he says. What he says is so, is always so, because he says it. Amen. We thank you for being with us on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. Join us at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview at 8:30 on Sunday morning, Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney at 10 o'clock Sunday morning. And tune in next Sunday for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.